Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. The show is brought to you by Odin Feldman & Pittleman, a law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire Metro DC area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about OF&P, visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog, blueprintforwealth.org, where you can access videos, audios, and articles of interest in tax, estate planning, and business planning. And lastly, I'd like you to read the Washington Business Journal once a month when my column, Blueprint for Wealth, appears in that fine publication. Today, we're going to be talking about the 10 most common asset protection mistakes that people make when they're structuring their affairs. And in true David Letterman format, but not as funny, we'll count down the top 10, so not in any particular order of importance. Number 10 is waiting too long to begin your asset protection planning. Most people don't think about the need for protecting assets from creditors until you're sued. While there's some things that can be done after a problem has occurred, they are much more expensive and burdensome. The key to a successful asset protection plan is plan early. The plan should be established and in force long before any attack or challenge takes place and before any creditors come knocking at your door. That way, no one can claim that the asset protection plan was created with an intent to avoid the creditor's claim. Here's an example. Let's say you're an executive of a public company or a doctor in a high-risk practice or a lawyer in an area where malpractice lawsuits often occur. As long as you have not knowingly committed an act that will give rise to a claim or a lawsuit later on, you can move assets into an asset protection vehicle now before the claim arises. If you've committed the bad act, even though the act has not yet been discovered or the claim has been made by the injured party, you may not be able to shelter your assets from the claim if you know about it, if you know that you did something wrong. Number 9, there's nothing illegal about asset protection planning. That's correct. It's certainly not illegal to have an effective asset protection plan. In fact, protecting your assets from potential creditors not only makes economic sense, it's perfectly legal to arrange your affairs in a manner that makes it uneconomical for a potential creditor to pursue a claim or settle for pennies on the dollar. The key to a successful asset protection plan, again, is plan early. The creditor could challenge the plan, claiming that the transfer of cash or property to a person or an entity or an investment in creditor-protected assets, such as retirement plans or insurance, was done to avoid the claim of the creditor. And this is known as a fraudulent conveyance. But while the term fraudulent conveyance implies that the transfer could result in a person making the transfer being subject to penalties for fraud, most court cases confirm that this type of a transfer only causes the transferred property to be made available to the creditor or the person who has the claim. You need to study state statutes to be sure of what will happen to you if you do certain things in anticipation of a claim being made. Also, why incur the cost of setting up an elaborate asset protection plan if it's going to be undone by the courts? So know what your risks are, and timing is everything here. Number 8, failing to review the plan after it's put in place. It's wise to review your asset protection planning annually, at least if the nature of the assets has changed or if a client becomes aware of facts that could lead to liability exposure. Let's say you're a CEO of a privately held company, and let's say you and your board determine that now is the time to take the company public. Your situation has changed dramatically. While you haven't done anything wrong, in fact, everything you've been doing is going right. You're entering into shark-infested waters with the world of financial analysts, lawyers, shareholder advocacy groups, and others who are going to be watching your every move. So before filing that registration statement to go public, consider engaging in asset protection planning. Number 7, understand the purpose of your plan. No asset protection plan is foolproof. No plan is absolutely guaranteed. The goal of asset protection is to build barriers that make it difficult and expensive for a creditor to collect from you. Now, there are ways to protect your assets, but you have to keep in mind that you may not be able to have absolute control over them if you want pure asset protection. Keep this in mind when you're doing your planning. The more control over the assets you have, whether it's directly or indirectly, the more likely it is that the creditor is going to be able to get at the assets. For example, if you transfer assets to an irrevocable trust for your benefit, but you have the ability to appoint somebody who is related to you or subordinate to you to act as the trustee over that trust, your creditors are going to argue that you're still in indirect control of the assets. Number 6, all trusts are protected. Well, trusts are wonderful tools in protecting assets, but not all trusts protect assets from creditors. For example, a revocable trust usually offers virtually no asset protection to the creator of the trust. It's merely a way of avoiding probate and planning for your incapacity. Now, irrevocable trusts may, in some cases, provide asset protection. What is a trust? It's a relationship between property that's given to somebody known as the trustee who holds legal title to the property for the benefit of somebody who's known as the beneficiary. The person who gives the property to the trustee is the donor or the grantor. In a revocable trust, the grantor has the power to revoke the trust or amend it at any time. In an irrevocable trust, it cannot be amended once it's created. You could create a trust for your own benefit. That's known as a self-settled trust. But in most jurisdictions like D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, if you put assets in a trust for your benefit, even if somebody else is in control of it, your creditors may be able to get access to it. That's led to a springing up in various jurisdictions, including Delaware, Alaska, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Missouri, and Nevada, of the so-called Asset Protection Trust. It's a trust that's created under a statute by you in Delaware, let's say, with a Delaware trustee who's not under your control. If you put your assets into that trust, you're subject to the state statute that says you may be able to avoid creditors. Be careful. The courts haven't really gotten involved in these trusts, and there are many questions that relate to whether or not they truly work as asset protection devices. Number 5, failure to maximize your retirement plan contributions. Amounts held in retirement plans such as 401ks and pension plans are protected from creditors. Those with those types of plans should maximize contributions to these vehicles. Note that the maximum exemption in bankruptcy for IRAs and Roth IRAs is $1 million. To the extent the claim exceeds the $1 million, and to the extent your assets in an IRA exceed the $1 million, you may not be entitled to full protection under the bankruptcy laws. Number 4, failing to incorporate life insurance in your asset protection planning. While the laws vary from state to state, most states provide that both the cash surrender value buildup inside of a life insurance policy, as well as the death benefit received by your beneficiaries, will not be subject to the claims of your creditors, even if you own that policy. Now, some states put limits on this protection. For example, the state of Illinois protects cash value buildup and death benefits from your creditors only if the death benefit is payable to your spouse, a child, a parent, or another dependent of yours. Number 3, not using a limited liability company to operate your business. Now, I'm talking about corporations as well as LLCs. They offer protection for your personal assets from the debts and liabilities of the business. Since the cost of creating a corporation or LLC is very small, it rarely makes sense not to use this type of entity to take advantage of the liability protection it generally offers. One thing you have to watch out for is respecting the corporate and LLC form. If you respect the form and a creditor wants to go after you, it's going to be harder for the creditor to pierce through the corporate veil and go after your personal assets. One last bit of advice on that front is make sure that the corporation or limited liability company has capital that's permanently dedicated to the business. For example, if you put in $10,000 into your business and then take it out the next day and leave nothing in your bank accounts and the company has no assets, then it makes it easier for a creditor to argue that the corporation really has no substance and try to pierce through it to go after your personal assets. Number two, umbrella insurance. No, I'm not talking about buying an umbrella to protect you, but remember the ads that have the umbrella that's showing that, you know, the type of protection that insurance provides you? There is a form of insurance that protects you as an individual from additional liabilities above and beyond the limits of your homeowners or your automobile or your watercraft insurance policies. Depending on the insurance company, umbrella insurance can provide additional protection of up to $1 to $5 million, usually for a relatively small premium. Having added the protection of an umbrella policy is a cost-effective coverage that clients should at least consider. Last but not least, remember to involve an attorney in getting your asset protection done. An attorney will know how to do it effectively, legally within the bounds of the law to avoid Uniform Fraudulent Conveyance Act concerns. If you'd like to know more about asset protection, or if you need some advice and assistance in your asset protection planning, give us a call at Odin Feldman & Pittleman at 703-218-2100, and we'll be happy to help you with your asset protection planning. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth.